and that he is witnessing his own execution. The procession moves forward to the sounds of a march that is now somber and fierce, now brilliant and solemn, in which the muffled noise of heavy steps gives way without transition to the noisiest clamor. At the end of the march, the first four measures of the EDA feast appear like a last thought of love, interrupted by the fatal blow. So what have we got here, folks? We got a bad trip. We got psychedelic music circa 1830. This guy is drugged. Instead of dying, he's hallucinating. And he's hallucinated that he's butchered his girlfriend. And now he's being led through the streets in this French Revolution reign of terror-like scene. He's in a cart, and everyone's throwing vegetables at him to be led to a square where there's the guillotine and the executioner. We are just going to listen to the coda of this movement. We'll listen to the entire movement in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want you to hear how Berlioz uses the EDA feast in this movement, used only at the end. The coda, reading from your word score, guillotine chords, and my friends, duck and cover when you hear this music. It's violent and quite oppressive in its aggressivity. Guillotine chords, ferocious, dotted rhythm fanfares burst out over dotted rhythm string ostinato. We have arrived at the scaffold. Then we hear descending string scales which depict the artist's head being lowered into the chopping block. Yabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Then suddenly, the condemned has one last thought of his beloved. The music becomes completely quiet, and we hear a solo clarinet intoning the opening of the EDA feast. Now, this is a move right out of modern cinema. It's like the baseball movie, when the hitter has to get that hit. And you hear the crowd screaming, and you see people jumping up and down, and the players are filled with nervous energy, and then you see the pitcher's face in close-up. And the face is looking at the catcher, and the catcher gives the signal. And then the pitcher throws the ball, and suddenly everything moves into slow motion, and the sound comes down. There's no sound whatsoever, just the whoosh of the ball rotating slowly through the air, because our concentration is such that that's all we see. And then we see the batter's face, a grimace of concentration. And slowly, the bat begins to move, and the ball approaches the bat, and the bat approaches the ball, and then there's impact, crack, and suddenly the noise comes back up, and as the ball flies 8,000 feet out of the solar system, we hear the crowd cheering, and everything goes back into real time and real sound. It's that focus inward to this internal reality that we get at the end here. All this noise, all this screaming and clamor go to nothing as our hero thinks one last thought of her. But guess what, my friends? It's interrupted by the falling blade. Lop! And we hear suddenly, chomp! And then the most extraordinary musical gesture, three descending plucked notes. Dink, dink, dink. Which is the head falling into the basket. And finally, a drum and brass fanfare celebrates the demise of the fiend, the death of the killer. Our author has perished. Let's listen to the coda of movement four, just to experience this usage of the fixed idea. Movement five, the hallucination becomes even more intense. To quote Berlioz, dream of a witch's Sabbath. He sees himself at the Sabbath in the midst of a frightful troop of ghosts, sorcerers, monsters of every kind, come together for his funeral. Strange noises, groans, bursts of laughter, distant cries, which other cries seem to answer. The beloved melody appears again, but it has lost its character of nobility and shyness. It is no more than a dance tune, mean, trivial, and grotesque. It is she coming to join the Sabbath. A roar of joy at her arrival, she takes part in the devilish orgy. Funeral knell, burlesque parody of the Dies Irae, Sabbath round dance. The Sabbath round and the Dies Irae are combined. Unquote. Now, we'll talk about these combinations and the Dies Irae in just a moment. But first, I want us to hear the approach of what was once this lovely, noble, and shy melody. Berlioz has turned her into a bewarted, stinking, pornographic witch. It's his revenge for being ignored. Not a bad revenge to memorialize this poor woman forever this way. In any case, we pick up at measure 21 of this fifth movement.